What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Our Naked Story Podcast. I know what you're thinking, Blake, where the fuck have you been? And I know, I'm sorry, kind of took a hiatus for a bit, but we all kind of need one once in a while. However, I'm very pleased to announce some amazing upcoming content for your ear-listening pleasure. I truly hope that everyone is staying sane and happy out there during these trying times and are finding any ways to enjoy nudism at its finest. On today's episode, we speak to an amazing human being who hosts Naked Colors Podcast. She helps shed some light on people of color and the LGBTQ and the nudist community, and has an amazing platform for those out there who have always wanted to try nudism but feel you won't belong. You can find all of her podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, and all other major platforms, as well as some dope swag on shop.spreadshirt.com/nakedcolors. Side note, if you're wondering who this amazing band is playing in the background, go check out one of my good buddies, their band, Late Night Revival, and you can find them on Instagram, YouTube, and of course, Spotify and iTunes. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy the show, but first, a message from our sponsor. All right, everybody, we all know that CBD has some great health benefits, and it's so hard to try to find an honest, true CBD company. Well, look no further, because I've been using Alpen Organics Premium Vegan CBD for quite some time now, and I can tell you I'm in love. Alpen Organic offers tinctures, topicals, and these delicious vegan gummies that are so good that have truly changed the way that I look at CBD products. All of Alpen's products are 100% vegan, lab-tested, USA hemp only, non-GMO, and of course, have absolutely no THC. So you don't have to be all like, well, I get tested at my job and it's got, no, just shut up. You're going to be fine. I promise. Okay. So go check out Alpen Organics. You can go on their website at alpenorganics.com. They also have a cool app that gives you some like recipes and stuff that you can use for your tinctures and kind of cool little, vegan meals and stuff to make if you're a vegan. So again, go to alpenorganics.com, and at checkout, if you use offer code OurNakedStory, you're going to receive 30% off. And if it's a Friday, you'll actually receive 40% off. So if you want to save a little bit extra money, wait till Friday. But if you need it like right at this exact moment, you're still going to get a discount. I got you. Again, that's alpenorganics.com. And at checkout, use the offer code OurNakedStory. And enjoy the show. Let's see. Is that recording?
Oh, it is recording.
Yes, cool. It is recording. Awesome.
Yeah. I'm not a big tech guru at all. That's why we just, one of our friends volunteered to help us be like, yeah, I'll be your producer. You don't have to charge anything. Like, I'll take care of all your stuff. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. That's it. I don't want to do any of that stuff. So, well, cool. Let me, is the fan in the background? Is that too loud or no?
It's fine. If you hear laughter in the background, one of my housemates is doing a Zoom meeting, so.
Okay, perfect. Not a problem. Well, cool. Let's get started. Cool. So, Yannick, right? That's your name?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Such an amazing name. Do you know all the heritage and stuff behind it, where it comes from or anything?
I do know that it's French, and it means God is gracious.
Ooh, nice. Actually, just found out that I am a little bit French-Canadian, so I don't know awesome. Too much. That's the extent of it, so.
Well, I found out a few years ago that we are of Haitian descent in my family, so I'm Haitian American.
Well, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Well, let's see. I kind of stumbled upon your page on Twitter. I think it was either Twitter or Instagram, one or the other. Mm-hmm. And just with a little bit of knowledge that I've seen so far, I just absolutely love what the Naked Colors podcast stands for. What the messages you're trying to get out there. So if you can just do me a favor, maybe you can kind of give me a little bit of history on how Naked Colors podcast kind of started and what your goals are for the actual podcast itself.
Okay. Well. Naked Colors came as I was navigating naturism as I began my transition. And I started the podcast about 2 years ago, 2018. I had already been podcasting with my first podcast, Black Trans and Beautiful, which is now defunct. But with Naked Colors, I felt the need to talk about naturism, nudity, living a close-free lifestyle from a transgender perspective, and not only a transgender perspective, but from a person of color, from that perspective as well, because I felt that there should be more representation of not just people of color, but of transgender, non-binary, agender, gender fluid, gender queer, all of that, that whole umbrella, felt that there should be some type of representation as it pertains to naturism, because we don't really see a lot of those images.
Correct. Yeah. And I was going to ask you, because I haven't seen so much of that. And what do you think the reason is for that? I know it's kind of a hard question to answer, but from what you've seen so far.
For me, one of the things I will say that is a challenge is simply because of the fact a lot of people are still in 2020 being educated on the umbrella concerning gender, as well as transgender people are now visible. And because of our visibility, we want people to understand we're human just like you. We partake in the same things that you do. We just want to be recognized. We want to have some type of representation other than when you look up a naked transgender image, be it a trans man or a trans woman or anyone that's non-binary, it always boils down to porn and these various slurs that are attached to us.
And do you think that there is any type of kind of bright future for, you know, for transgender and for even people of color inside the naturist environment?
There is plenty of room. There's plenty of everything for that. And I do believe that it's going to take not just myself and the countless others that I've come in contact with, but is going to also take the cis hetero or the cisgender queer community to also help us get that out there.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something kind of, which is why I fell in love with naturism and nudism or whatever one of those titles you want to put on it. And it's kind of weird because a lot of people don't even want to call themselves nudists or naturists. A lot of people don't even like titles themselves.
Right.
So let's just say the people that I have met doing this, they have been, honestly, the most accepting people I've ever met. I mean, obviously, there's that small percentage of just bad people in the world, you know, that we kind of just stay away from. But I think naturism would be like a very, very great atmosphere to try to embrace anybody who are like however you come, you know. It doesn't matter what color you are, if you're transgender, if you're any type of background, if you come in there and you strip it all down, you know, I think that's what's really beautiful about the naturist movement is that it's just the accepting of other people, because you don't look at bodies, you don't look at, you know, like you said, it's not the sex part, it's not anything like that. It's just trying to actually meet an actual person, you know, and have that conversation with them. So yeah, so if you don't mind me asking, I already know the answer, but I don't know if you want to share with everybody else.
Go ahead.
Are from where?
I'm originally from South Carolina.
Okay.
But
and currently?
I live in D.C. right now.
Awesome. Is there a lot of naturist or nudist like resorts or anything out there?
There are a couple. One of the ones is Whitetail Resort in Ivor, Virginia. There's a couple. There's another one, Grottos in Richmond, Virginia. And there's a I believe a couple here in Maryland, near the Eastern Shore.
Okay. So Whitetail, is Whitetail the one that does the big volleyball tournament?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay. Because if that's the one, I'm pretty sure we're going to be there in a couple weeks.
Oh, awesome! I will see if I can come down, because I'll
that would be awesome. Yes, that would be so cool.
Yes, awesome.
So when did you first start getting into, or how about this? Let's do this first. Do you consider yourself a nudist or a naturist?
I would say both, actually. Yep. I would say both, because as a naturist, I find myself gravitating more towards that sector, but also embracing just being naked, you know, all together, being clothes free. And actually, since I've started this journey on naturism or nudism, as people tend to blur them together, I've noticed that I've taken a whole different approach to how I consume things, you know, various aspects of life.
Well, cool. And when did you actually start doing nudist or naturism or whatever you want to call it?
I actually started when I was 14. I got really curious about it. And I would be in my room. I stayed home a lot by myself as a teenager, because you know how people do. Kids, once you're a certain age, you can stay at home by yourself.
Yeah.
And I would do my homework, but I would have to just take all my clothes off and relax, you know. Yeah. And then as I got into college, I would go to hang out nude with friends or mm-hmm. go to nude parties. And it wasn't until I was in my early 20s that I actually finally went to a resort and my first nude beach.
And how was that experience for you the first time? Because obviously you had that comfortability with yourself being naked anyway. So do you think having that already kind of makes it a little bit easier to transition into that the actual nude resort part of it?
It helped a lot. It helped a lot. I was still nervous my first time because I was like one of the youngest people there. And this was the first experience. And I went with an older gentleman that's a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And he was teaching me. I already knew about the etiquette about having your towels, not displaying certain actions or certain body parts, you know, not being like overtly sexual and being just a total dunce. Yeah. However, he was like, there's nothing to worry about. You know, don't have to be this, that, just be yourself. And when I got down there and started mingling with the various people, it was an experience. It was great. It turned into a networking event. Turn into getting to know people in the music industry, knowing people in the local area, knowing about the different events. So it was a great experience.
So from then to now, even though you do your podcast, I know there's some people who are naturists or nudists, and you know they tell all their nudists and naturist friends that they are, but they won't tell anybody in their family. They don't tell any of their friends, anything like that. Are you one of those people that doesn't tell anybody, or do you don't care? You just let everybody knows who. Once now.
I'm very guarded because I come from a fundamentalist Christian family. They're your stereotypical evangelical people. How do you pronounce that? I'm butchering the word. But they're your typical Southern Baptist family. Yeah. And my dad and I, we kind of do not fit the norm. And what's wild is that my dad is a nudist as well. And I didn't know this until I told him I had went to a nudist resort.
Yeah.
And I'm gagging, so.
And he's probably like, yeah, I've been there too.
Yep. I was like, oh okay, yeah. Dad. So.
So what about South Carolina? How's that as far as openness to not just nudism, but even transgender and stuff like that?
South Carolina is becoming a little bit more open. It's still one of those rural areas where it can be dangerous for trans and queer people. However, in terms of nudism, there are a couple of nude resorts in the upstate of South Carolina. Okay. And it's actually one in the lower part of the state. However, you don't really hear many people talk about it. Most everybody, all the nudists in South Carolina actually go out of town. It's very rare that they go to the local resort. And I get it because South Carolina has a way of stigmatizing everything.
Yeah.
But being able to network with other naturists was actually, when I lived in South Carolina, it was very easy. It wasn't like pulling teeth.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, it's definitely been, and I mean, not necessarily am I ashamed to admit it, but with everything kind of going on in the world right now, previously I've never, not necessarily didn't question anything, but I kind of, things were kind of just what they were. You know, I'm from California, you know, and for me, And again, I even get goosebumps just thinking about how my mind used to be, where I was like, well, you know, like I don't really see any of it. So, you know, it's, you know, not necessarily it doesn't exist, but like I haven't seen it, you know. And I think it's very hard for people that if they don't see something to know that it does exist, you know. And that's why I'm asking, you know, how South Carolina is like that. Because, I mean, me and Elizabeth, we have, you know, we have gay friends, we have trans friends. And it's never been like, oh, yeah, like this is my gay friend and this is my trans friend. It's like, no, this is just my friend, like, you know. But like you said, you know, it's hard in these other states that I don't get to see. I never get to see that kind of culture or whatever you want to call it. So I want to shed some more light on that. And even though like this podcast, it's not the biggest podcast in the world, but if I can not necessarily even change one more person's mind, but at least have somebody be able just to kind of shut up for a little bit and just try to understand, you know, what is out there, you know?
I agree. Just seeing the culture, and the culture in South Carolina is so much different. It's a major difference in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia than it is in South Carolina. You have more of an open mind, more there's more to do. There's bigger groups. There's more available, more resources than it is in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And more ways to network. And that could be very well because of the mindset of the people, of their guardedness, concerning naturism and fear of losing jobs or losing positions or, you know, losing a certain element of life.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even just changing what they're used to. And that's what a lot of people are afraid of, is that they are afraid of change, you know?
They are.
I mean, even right now, like we did, I think it's October is when we do. So last year we had our first annual Gay Naturist Weekend, and it was an absolute blast. Awesome. It was like the best party we ever had. So many people came from LA and from all these other parts around. But I don't know. There's like this just very positive vibe about that place, whereas it was that place where anybody can be anybody here, you know, like, or you can be whoever you are here, you know. You don't have to worry about people shaming you. You don't have to worry about, like you said, it's dangerous to be a trans woman in, or a trans person in South Carolina or some parts of South Carolina. You know, if we could get these resorts to somehow spread out just the naturist values, you know, to the rest of the world, you know, it really is. It's as simple and it's as complicated as just being naked. You know, if we can make it as simple as where you just take your clothes off and accept people, or, you know, it can be as a complicated where, hey, you know, like you don't have to be naked. Just go out and just, you know, have a conversation with somebody. I don't understand why how somebody looks makes you not want to have a conversation with them, or just completely disregard what any of their thoughts or ideas are, you know?
And I agree, because there's oftentimes a disregard of people's existence in various places. And that's one of the reasons why I started Naked Colors Podcast, to help change the narrative, to educate people.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think you've had some success with bringing people who never thought in a million years they would ever do some kind of naturist anything? Or do you think that your platform has been able to bring that to some people?
It has. It has. Recently, I spoke with a couple of, with two trans women who listened to Naked Colors, and they thanked me for simply creating the podcast and talking about naturism from my perspective as a trans woman of color. And they were thankful because they were like, I've looked for resources like this and I haven't been able to find anything. And thank you for this, because I too am a nudist and, you know, I'm trying to navigate this world.
Yeah. Now, do you think it would, well, I mean, it kind of answers itself, but having more trans start coming to these resorts if they want to, do you think that will bring in more trans people?
It will. It definitely will. I believe when you are discussing inclusion in the naturist nudist setting, you have to expand out of the box. You have to come out of the box, because even with people of color over the last 50 or so years, you have seen more representation of people of color. Mm-hmm. You've seen more inclusion during that time. And now even you have the Black Naturist Association, which it was unheard of to hear of an organization of color gets toward naturism and nudism. So with that can be the same way for the trans queer community, for the trans non-binary gender, that whole spectrum under the gender umbrella. So I honestly believe that the more that you see that you include people and give them a voice and listen to them, that will cause more people to come in.
Oh, cool. We actually did end up meeting them, the BNA, on the nude cruise. Was it last year? I think it was last February. Absolutely amazing people, you know, and I think, I don't know what it is, but I remember there's some people were discussing on the cruise, like, yeah, you know, I don't know why, you know, they're trying to start this organization to, like, it seemed like they were trying to make it seem where, oh yeah, like Black people are better than anybody. It didn't make any sense to me as far as why they thought that was happening. You know what I mean? And then I'm like butchering this.
No,
the people,
you're fine.
The people behind me were saying that, like, oh, I don't know why the BNA is, you know, making this organization. But stuff like that, that's what makes people afraid to even try stuff like that. Just even those people's opinion, you know, like, it just doesn't make, like, why not? Like, we have, everybody has, you know, flags for every single different organization that you have.
Exactly.
You know? You have Australia Naked, you have, you know, other country naked, whatever, you know. But it was very beautiful to see that. And it was cool. Like, they took this huge, you know, group picture, and I'm like, dude, fuck yeah. Like, this is what it's all about. It's all about just coming together. That's all it has to be, you know. It's so simple, and it's so frustrating when you get people try to think either too much about it, or they just cannot
deal with any type of change whatsoever, you know?
I agree. It is hard for people to accept change, but I mean, this world is vastly changing. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that now in the over the course of the last 6 months. We're seeing so much change take place. Mm-hmm. And when people ask why are they starting an organization, the simple reason is if a space is not created already, we as a human race are yep. going to create that space to make yeah. our voice heard.
Which is good. And that, I mean, that's what this country is supposed to be about, you know, is getting your voice heard, having the opportunity to do, for the most part, whatever you want, you know, or whatever mm-hmm. you feel is, you know, is your importance, you know. But so how hard is it for people to try to wrap their, like non-nudist people, how hard is it for them that you've talked to? Is that the Zoom call?
Yes. a lot of people.
Go ahead.
A lot of people, it is hard for them to wrap their mind around. Example, my best friend in the world and I went to Holler Beach. This was his first time at a nude anything.
Okay.
And he and I went and I coached him. I said, okay, I'm going to teach you some etiquette. And I mm-hmm. taught him all about the etiquette, what naturism is not, what nudism is not. And he got it. He said, yeah. I'm willing to try it.
Hell yeah.
He tried it and he enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And he was like, at first, when you told me that you were a nudist, you know, I had a hard time grasping that concept. He said, but the more you talked about it and the more knowledge you gave me, I got it.
Yeah.
So now he's an active nudist right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully we'll see him at Whitethorn. So,
yes, awesome. I'm going to try to kidnap him.
Let's see. Was I just going to explain right now? Or not explain. Say something. Sorry. Drawing a blank. Well,
it's okay. Things happen. It's Friday.
It is Friday. Yeah. Let's see. What else? No, I'm just kidding. Super cool too. Oh, that's what it was. So, when we first started this podcast, we first started like going out there and telling people about nudism. Obviously all the people who were kind of, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I want to take and I would always tell them, hey, you know, just take your time, you know, you can take your shirt off, you know, you can be at a part of the house and you can, you know, take clothes up here and walk your way down there. I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of at a point now out of all this positivity that's been coming out of people who come and try it for the first time. I want to just tell people either just go down there and just take it all off and just kind of jump into it. I mean, I understand there's right. different types of people, but mm-hmm. I wish that I would have done that, you know, at the beginning. Cause my first time at the nude beach, I went there, you know, I had, you know, an umbrella that I, you know, hid under myself and then, you know, I took my shirt off and I was kind of down and hiding myself and I took my pants off, you know, what? And I spent a whole day just trying to get naked. I didn't even enjoy like the naked part, you know? And then finally after that, you know, I forced myself, like I wore jeans down there with no underwear and like, you know, a hot shirt just so I had to get naked or I'll die, you know? But I think I'm at a point now where I want to tell people like, hey, if you really want to try this, just go all out. Go to a nude resort, meet somebody like you, meet somebody like, you know, Elizabeth or even any of our friends and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and just do it, you know? And it kind of breaks my heart to know that some people will never get that confidence based off of so that they live, you know, with when they're younger, whatever little inner demons they have, that they'll never get that confidence to even try it, you know? And it's with so much happiness and love that I felt through this community, it's sad to know that people will never try it, you know?
Exactly. And it is said that some people won't try it, but I give people the benefit of a doubt because mm-hmm. I'm like you when I first had my first naked experience. I was nervous. You know, I took off my shirt first mm-hmm. And then I slowly disrobed. And once I got disrobed, I was comfortable, mm-hmm. You know, and I think it was that fear of being made fun of because mm. at this time I was very small and petite. I looked like a stick figure. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're totally right. You know, it just depends on the person really. But again, I wish that anybody listening out there that's even had the faintest tiny little thought of it, just go do it. You're going to love it. I mean, I've seriously... I'm very positive or proud of the number, but I swear 100% of the people I've met who've tried it, they always come back, you know. I haven't had one story yet, you know. So, Well, cool. Well, I think that's kind of, I'm so glad that you're able to talk to me. I'm sorry again that it took so long. It's been like a couple months since we've been trying to actually do this, but I love what you're fighting for. I love your platform, and you know, I really hope for the best that it gets out there, people get the word of it. It's absolutely beautiful. And for everybody listening, again, that's the Naked Colors podcast, and you can find that on it's called, you can find it on Spotify, right?
Yes, you can find us on Anchor.
There you go.
You can find Naked Colors on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Overcast, even on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel now. You can locate us on YouTube. Just type in Naked Colors and help us grow. Help us grow. You know, subscribe, follow us. And we also have merch available as well.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, cool. Maybe we'll get together. Maybe I can post one of your links or something on our site.
Awesome,
get some
awesome.
More people to buy some awesome. Shit. So, all right, yes. Guys. Well, you guys heard it. It's a fucking amazing podcast. I love it. And I really honestly just want all the inclusivity, you know, in the world. I want everybody to come do this. Doesn't matter what color, whatever you are. Just come enjoy naturism. I swear it's going to change your life. And it's so beautifully amazing. So, and you're going to meet awesome, beautiful people like this. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really, really appreciate it.
And thank you for having me on.
Of course. Well, maybe we can do this again pretty soon. So,
yes, pretty soon. Yes.
All right. Well, I have your number now, and I'll be hitting you up. All right. You have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.